You have your Bibles this morning. Let's go to 1 Chronicles, chapter 14. And I want to share for a few moments on God is the master of your breakthrough. God is the master of your breakthrough. I don't know how many here have seen the movie Breakthrough. How many have seen the movie Breakthrough, the new movie that came out not too long ago, where a young man with his friends fell through the ice? True story. True story. And he was under the ice for quite a while and was brought to the hospital with little hope of recovery. And his mother, in the room where he was just laying there, really unconscious and not much life in him, she laid her hands upon him and began to pray, and in a sense, he came back to life. And he was not supposed to even recover after she prayed for him, but he recovered fully and completely, 100%. And is traveling around. What? Yeah, the doctors pronounced him dead, and he came back to life. And now he's going around sharing his testimony of what God can do. Can I say it again? What God can do. What God can do. And the title of the movie is Breakthrough. And this morning, God wants to give you and I a breakthrough. He wants to give us a spiritual breakthrough. A spiritual breakthrough. So I think we should pray this morning. Father, we just thank you and praise you for your word this morning. And we pray as your word is delivered, Lord, that you will speak to us. Lord, that we would hear from you this morning concerning the things that are happening in our lives. Lord, we claim and we declare this year to be a year of mighty breakthroughs. That your work would go forward in our lives. That nothing would stand in the way of what you want to do in our lives and in this church. And Father, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 9. Then the Philistines went and made a raid on the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God. David inquired of God. You know, we need to do more inquiring of God. Can somebody say amen? Concerning the situations that we face in our lives. We need to be calling out to God. And this is what he prayed and asked. Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver them into your hand. So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David prophet said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand. Now, there's a lot of significance in what David just said. God has broken through my enemies by my hand. In other words, God is going to flow through us. God is going to reveal things to us in order to achieve the breakthrough that He has promised us. Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim, which means master of the breakthroughs. Master of the breakthroughs. God is the one who designs your breakthrough. You say, what is a breakthrough? Why do I even need a breakthrough? In essence, you're here. This is where you want to be, over here, and something is standing in the way of your progress. Are you following me this morning? You're here. You want to be over here. This is where you want to be. This is your goal in life, to be over here, to dwell over here. But something is standing in the way of your progress. And that's why there are times and seasons in our life that we need a breakthrough. Unless you're happy over here, going through some things in your life, all kinds of chaos, all kinds of heartache. And God is a place for you over here where His peace is flowing like a mighty river. Can somebody shout amen this morning? The peace of God is flowing like a mighty river. That's where God wants you to be. That's where God has destined you to be. What is a breakthrough? Let me add to it. A sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. An epiphany. The light bulb comes on. And you begin to realize that you don't need to live like that anymore over here. God has something better for you in the spirit realm. God has something so glorious for you. Hello, are you following me? Insight that will help you to achieve success or to overcome an obstacle. You know, let me just say something, that the devil doesn't want you over here. He wants you to stay over there and be tormented. I don't think anyone likes to be tormented. And you know, there's a lot of people in our world today that are being tormented day and night. Night and day, but God has something better for them if they will allow God in their lives and give them a breakthrough. Gained wisdom to move to a new level in the spirit, to be able to go higher, deeper, are farther than you've ever been before. I hope you're not satisfied where you're at spiritually. I hope that you're not satisfied where you're at spiritually. Because God is putting a fire in you. Hallelujah. He wants you to go higher, deeper, and farther than you've ever been before. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Higher. Deeper. Farther than you've ever been before. God can do it. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. Beginning at verse number 2. You see, God is going to give you wisdom in this new year. We've been talking about the year 2020. Divine insight. That you would be able to perceive and understand things in the Spirit that you've never understood before. See, it's not just about head knowledge. It's about spiritual knowledge, hallelujah. A fullness of all that God has done for you to walk in that place in the Holy Ghost. Where you don't need to call the pastor and say, you know, there's somebody here that needs deliverance because God has given you insight. God has given you power, wisdom, and knowledge. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, and that his purpose was to make war against Jerusalem, he threw in the towel. Is that what it says? He consulted with his leaders and commanders to stop the water from the springs which were outside the city, and they helped him. Number one thing that God showed him to do. Secondly, and he strengthened himself, verse 5, and built up all the wall that was broken down and raised it up to the towers and built another wall outside. Also, he repaired the Milo in the city of David. Second thing that God showed him to do. You know, God wants to reveal things to you so that you can achieve that breakthrough. So you can move from being over here to over here. Hallelujah. With your hands in the air, claiming and celebrating the victory that God has given you. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to say it. I want you to be so miserable over here. I want you to be miserable over here. If you're here this morning, I want you to become more miserable, because this is not what God has designed you to be. Are you hearing me? He doesn't want you to be oppressed all the time and tormented all the time and going through all these problems and difficulties that have been sent on by poor decisions and all these things that have come upon us. God wants us to be over there in the land of victory. You know, you've heard about going around the mountain. or banging your head against the wall, hoping for a different result. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. How about letting God break through for you? How about letting God into your life, into your situation, into your circumstance? Let God show you how powerful He really is. Hallelujah. Number three, and He made weapons and shields in abundance. Number four, then He set military captains over the people, gathered them together to Him in the open square of the city gate, and gave them encouragement. You know, there's a part that God plays, and there's a part that we play. How many know it's a partnership? We're workers together with God. Hello, someone. We're workers together with God. There's a part that God plays, and there's a part that we play. And when we do our part, you can rest assured that God is going to do His part. God was showing Hezekiah all the things he should do. And then God was going to show up and do His part. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is the arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Friends, I don't know about you, but if you want someone in your corner, I think it's good to have God in your corner. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. I think it's good to have God in your corner. This little tiny nation, Israel, outnumbered, as I've said many times, in the wars after they became a nation, and yet they were still able to win each and every battle because God was with them. Friends, we need God in our corner. We need His help. Really, we do. And especially the way the world's going right now. All the difficulties that are coming upon the face of the earth. We need God's help. Can somebody say amen? We need God's help. And whatever He shows us to do, we need to do it. Each and every one of these things that I've mentioned to you, they had to be obedient to God. Sometimes it doesn't make sense what God asks us to do. But if we are obedient, God will do His part in His time and show Himself real to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, it didn't make sense for David to go into that valley to face that giant with a few stones and a sling. That makes no sense. With a 7 or 8 foot giant, a warrior with a sword and a shield. And yet, God said, this is what I want you to do, David. Just take a few stones. March into that valley. Don't run from the devil. Run to him. Run to the giant. And that's exactly what he did. And he put those little stones. I don't know how big they were. But friends, the Bible says they hit their target dead on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And that giant went down. We've tried everything. Maybe yoga will work. We've tried everything. We've exhausted every attempt of the flesh to get a breakthrough. Why not let God into the equation? Hallelujah. Let God in. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. We can't let fear keep us from achieving the breakthrough that God has promised us. We put no confidence in the flesh, but in the Holy Spirit to help us to conquer in the name of Jesus. There's something that every single person in this house today, there is something keeping you from achieving everything that God has for you. And he wants you, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to break through to new territory in the name of Jesus. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3. You say, Pastor, I'm miserable. I know you're miserable. You say, how do you know? People have been telling me how miserable you are. That's not what God has for you. Can I say it again? That's not what God has for you. He has something better for you. Are you hearing me? He has something better for you on the other side. Someone said, is the grass greener on the other side of the fence in this situation? Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It is greener on the other side of the fence. I know my voice is a little scratchy this morning. I'm still recovering, but you heard what I said. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Let me just test it out. Wow, look at that grass. Is it ever green? Over here, it's all parched. You could keep putting seed on it, nothing comes up. You keep trying to make something happen over here. Nothing is working for you. Just getting worse. You bring in the experts. They put down their soil. They throw that nice seed on it. Nothing comes up. Because this is not where God wants you to be. He wants you over there. Nothing's going to grow here. Nothing is going to grow. There's not going to be any fruit here. The fruit is over there. Hallelujah. Where the grass is growing. Where the anointing is plentiful. Hallelujah. And he wants to fill you up with his Holy Spirit. All you need is a breakthrough. That's all you need is a breakthrough. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. I know what the devil's saying. He's saying, it's not bad over here. At least you know what's going on over here. Like nothing. Nothing's going on over here. It's going to take some faith to get over there. It's going to take some faith to believe God for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Oh, if you knew what I am feeling this morning inside of my spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, open up our spiritual eyes, oh God, this morning. Take the scales off of our eyes. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Take them off, Lord. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. We are human, but we don't use human fleshly weapons. Some people are over here, and they want to get over there, and so they bully people. They intimidate them. They threaten them. To try to make a way so they can get from here to over there. They belittle people to get from point A to point B, but you can't get over there through fleshly means. It's going to take the work and power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bible says the weapons of our warfare are mighty for pulling down strongholds. Something in your life that's holding you back. Something that's got a hold of you. And the more you struggle, the deeper in the pit you go. But the weapons that God gives us are mighty, empowered by God to pull down strongholds. What are those weapons? The Word of God, the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb that destroys the lies and deceptions of the enemy. You know how many people have been told that they'll never walk again. And yet, for some reason, they didn't believe the doctor. Somehow, they were able to put that thought aside and say to themselves, no, I will walk again. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to walk again. And somehow, some way, they retrieve the truth of what God is doing in them, and they walk again. God has not created you to be mediocre. He's created you to be victorious. Are you hearing me? To achieve everything that God has called you to be in the name of Jesus. I want that to get down into your spirit this morning. God doesn't create mediocre. He creates the overcomer, the victorious in the name of Jesus through his precious blood. Lastly, this morning, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And I'm going to close. One verse, verse 4. You are of God, little children. He calls us little children. And have overcome them. Past tense. Have overcome them. Remember, you might be over here. God wants you over here. And something is standing in the way of you moving from here to there. God wants to break through. He wants you to break through to a new place. Hello, someone. I said hello, someone. God's in the business of changing us and transforming us. He says, and have overcome them. Why? Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Woo! I want to say that again. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Did you know that when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came to live inside of you? You have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul says, you have a winner on the inside. You have a winner. You have God Himself living inside of you. God doesn't live in this building. He lives in us. He's here this morning because we're here. We brought God with us. Friends, how can the Holy Spirit lose? All the strength that you need is within you. Because he lives in you. And he is greater than anything this world would put together. Any demonic power, anything that stands against God or against you moving from here to there. There's nothing to stop you from achieving all that God has for you in the name of Jesus. You say, that's not for me. Yes, it is. You say, I'm too old for that. Oh. That's a lie from hell. God is calling us as a church to move from over here to over there in the name of Jesus. And all you need to do is let God have his way in your life. Say, Lord, I'm not going to be driving this vehicle anymore. I'm going to the passenger side, and I'm going to let you be the driver. Hallelujah. Can somebody shout amen this morning? I'm going to let God be the driver. I don't know where you are spiritually this morning. But I want you to know God has so much for you, even more than you can even comprehend. You've just got to let God. And when God starts speaking to you, listen and do whatever He tells you to do. You do your part. God will do His part. Hallelujah. He is going to cause you to break through to a new place in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Will you bow your heads this morning?